Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so excited that you have joined us today. We'll be right back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN Radio, and we're so glad that you're joining us.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today is the producer, the one and only, the man with perfect hair and a stockpile of gel. That's right, Al Hamilton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, hello. And his sidekick, his pal, Chris Hamilton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Doing well. A little chilly, but I'm doing good.
A little chilly. Chilly is definitely an appropriate word.
Yeah, I see more of your head covered up this morning.
Well, you know, wearing my New York Mets hat. You know, I have to wear my hat. I know that if you had a team that you would be very proud of today, you would be wearing that hat.
I am very proud. I just don't wear hats. I got lots of fluff up here, so I don't need it. Yeah,
I understand. I understand.
How come you have your Giants hat on? What's up with that?
Well, you know what? Don't have a Giants hat. Don't wear a Giants
hat.
Well,
I understand. I wouldn't either. If I was about to be kicked out of the playoffs.
I have a Giants t-shirt that was given to me by Eddie.
Right, so, right. I'm sure. Be sure to let Eddie know. And if he's listening, I've got a spot right next to my couch. He can sit with me as we both watch the playoffs without our teams in. Please let him know that.
he is listening. In fact, I saw him last night, and I didn't see no insanity going on. I don't know. We're about to revoke that membership out the gym because
needs to cancel that puppy.
No, we're gonna have to cancel that. But we'll see what happens. You know, the Jets are Giants are still kind of in there. We won't talk about the Jets now, but the Giants are still maybe might have a chance.
Yeah, very slim.
Well, I do want to give some shout-outs this morning, guys. I do want to give a shout-out to Abe and Don and Gordon and Paul and Gina and Ayana. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, Pastor Steve up there in Pittsburgh holding it down. Don't get too cold and don't play in too much snow now, Steve.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to give a shout-out to Tony Tone this morning. Tone, give you a shout-out. It's amazing what the Lord's doing in his life. And Tracy, we want to let you know that we're praying for you and you're still in our prayers. And oh my goodness, it's wonderful. You know, I want to welcome all our new VFN radio listeners, David Vasquez and Shirley and Fayaza and Robert. Oh my goodness, and Paul.
Wow.
Every single day. You know now, guys, that on our Facebook page, on VFN Radio's Facebook page, we have now surpassed not just 5,000, we're about over 5,500.
Wow.
That's our virtual stadium.
Wow.
You know, liked and joined on Facebook. And
awesome.
It's so exciting. Yeah, it's so exciting. And we just consider it an honor to be with you every single morning and being an encouragement and a prophetic voice in the time and the season that we're living in. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, so, so good. You know, it's Friday.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes,
end
is.
Of the week. And and not only end of the week, but you know, end of the year.
Right.
Coming to the
this
end
is the last weekend of 2012.
The last one.
Amazing.
This year was something, wasn't it?
It's gone. It's hard to believe.
I mean, it's just like, wow. So much can happen in 1 year. If you're not careful, it'll just blow by you.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a just, you know, want to remind you, you know, we're ending the year. We want to end the year strong, and I want to talk more about that here in a minute. But we definitely want to end the year strong. We're coming to the end. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2012, what a year. I mean, it's been a serious, serious year.
Definitely.
We've had some joys. We've had some ups. We had some downs. We've had a whole bunch of things that happened throughout the year, elections and countries flipping over and
mm-hmm.
and just all types of stuff. But let me tell you, God is good and God's on the throne. And I believe that this 2013, as we've been saying often on VFN Radio, that 2013 is definitely the year of the harvest, the year of more souls, the year where we're going to see the glory of God just increase and spread
right.
face the earth. And so I know that many of us are excited and with great anticipation of what 2013 holds, what God has in store for 2013.
Speaking of closing out the year, tonight starts The One Thing.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Like we do every year. So,
we do this every year. We've done it, I think, for the last 4 or 5 years. And actually, this is the fifth year. And we want to encourage you, you know, if you don't have New Year's plans, if you don't have end of the year plans, I want to encourage you to go to IHOP, IHOP.org. That's International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And see how you can register online. If you can still get tickets and fly out to Kansas City, hey, join the 25,000. They're going to be joining them. But if you can, make sure that you stream it. You'll be able to stream it on the internet, and you can ways you can connect it to your TV and all types of stuff where you can watch it and be a part of it. But the worship is fantastic. The time together is great. In fact, I want you to listen to more from my IHOP.
The best kept secret in the church today is the magnificence of Jesus. The most powerful, pleasurable thing that will ever touch your heart is the excellence, the magnificence, the knowledge of this man given to you by the Holy Spirit in this age, in the age to come.
There is an escalating crisis in our nation with increased abortions, rampant immorality, injustice, human trafficking, a growing economic crisis, and sustained drought, along with compromise permeating much of the church. At the same time, the Lord is preparing His church for the greatest revival and prayer movement in human history as His people minister in the power of the Spirit and reach out to see the great harvest of souls promised in the Scripture. The kingdom will make great advances, seeing the Lord's transforming power touch every sphere of society. Forerunners are arising who will lovingly confront darkness, expose lies, and take an uncompromising stand for the truth of Scripture with deep loyalty to Jesus. This December, join with 25,000 young adults in Kansas City as we encounter Jesus and His transforming power.
Praise be to the
Wow, isn't that amazing? I know that we're so excited for this. For this one thing, because the One Thing Conference, it's all about the one thing.
That's right.
The one thing is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's why we're so excited about it. And it's just a great time for us to end the year. Everything that's happened, everything that went on this year, it's a time for us to kind of just pull down the gear a little bit. And just ease into a time where we just put our total focus, our total gaze, if you will, on Jesus Christ, on the Lord. And these messages are just so powerful and impacting. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about it before, but I love the worship because it's just so, it's first person. It's you singing to Jesus, and that's it. It's the glory and the presence of God. And it's amazing that how each day of the conference, it just seems to kind of build, and then everyone that's gathered with you, all the, you know, all of our churches are gathering, they're coming together, everyone's faith just builds up. Told everyone, come with great hunger and faithful expectation. Listen, God moves in hunger.
That's
God
right.
moves in hunger. You know, Proverbs 27:10, I believe, says that he who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry even what is bitter tastes sweet.
That's right.
And, you know, you can be at a place where you can be so full of just stuff. And let me tell you, we have so much information bombarding us. And we talk about this often on the radio, but, you know, all the digital devices and all the connectivity and 24-hour news cycle and, you know, 500 channels on a television and an iPad and an iPhone and Android and all this type of stuff is like, oh, we got to unplug.
Yeah.
You got to unplug because you can become so full. Of everything of the world, of just tidbit information. I mean, we got Twitter tweets coming out every, you know, like thousands of, you know, millions of them a day. Mm-hmm. You know the exact number, but it's like, stop. Right. And you've only have so much space on your hard drive, if you will. You only have so much space that you can contain, and you want to start scraping some of that stuff off of your plate. Right. He that is full loathes honey. Mm-hmm. When you think about that, I mean, a full person, we had some opportunities to be full over the Christmas break here and Thanksgiving. When you're so full and you've maybe overstuffed yourself, someone says, well, we have dessert. And you're like, oh, no. Not right now.
Yeah, right.
Now one more slice. Even though you love that key lime pie or you love mm-hmm. that, you know.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie and all apple these pie. Wonderful, delicious apple pie and mm-hmm. and all these different types of desserts. And that's your favorite. Right now, I'm so full, you can't even think about even having another piece.
Right.
And I believe that happens to a lot of us. And I think it's happened to a lot of the church where they become so full on just stuff. You know, no telling, probably sin. Mm-hmm. That there's no room. There's no room for the thing that's going to please you the most, and that's Jesus. That's his word. That's God.
That's right.
You know, the word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. But if you're full and you don't even want to taste, mm-mm. it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. So he that is full loathes honey, but even to the hungry, what is bitter tastes sweet. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been hungry, and that's probably something that we really don't experience much in the United States,
right.
But hungry people don't complain for what's for dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hungry people don't complain.
They don't turn their nose up.
Mm-mm, they don't turn some. And you know the thing about hungry people, listen to Heidi Baker. She says, one thing about hungry people get fed. And they have a mission out there in Africa, and they're feeding all these starving children and kids that are hungry. She goes, oh, no. The hungriest ones, they get fed because they work themselves into that line and they move all the way up to the front.
Right.
Let me tell you something. God moves in hunger. God moves in hunger. Start now. Listen, we only got a few more days before the year is over. Start taking out that fork and just start scraping that off and start scraping that off and have a clean plate ready, an open plate ready that mm-hmm. you can have all of God as you want. No one's going to stop you. No one's going to say you can't have no more. Let just get as much of God as you want, because you can have as much as God as you want.
That's right.
That's the truth is that no one puts a limit on how much God we can have. You have the level of God, if you will, the exposure of God that you're willing to have in your life. Mm-hmm. Why not end 2012 and enter 2013 mm-hmm. with a heart and a desire and a passion to see more of God, mm-hmm. to be at a place with the Lord and in your relationship that far exceeds anywhere you've been in 2012 or before.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, of all the places that you could be, what a great way to bring in the new year than in the presence of the Lord mm-hmm. and in the presence of the church.
That's right.
What greater way? And so I want to encourage you to focus God.
That's
focus
good.
On God in this new year.
That's beautiful. I'm out. What I think about the one thing, it's almost like getting your batteries recharged, you know, because you've gone through this whole year and, like you said, ups and downs and, you know, and it just, to me, it's just refreshing. I can just focus on one thing
mm-hmm.
and,
Jesus.
You know, cut out all the distractions, mm-hmm. you know, and again, it's just, cause it's 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't think of the word, but it's that, almost like a.
The culmination?
Yeah, it's just this bombardment of the, you know, presence of God,
right.
you know, just, mm-hmm. you know, on a daily basis, you know?
Yeah.
So it's powerful, man. So I encourage everybody just put everything aside, you know, nothing else is more important than this than getting your eyes and your heart focused on the Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I believe it starts at 7 Central, but you do want to check the times to make mm-hmm. sure, you know, when they start. But listen, Enter the new year with the one thing and the right focus, because it's definitely going to help you. But also on VFN Radio, we shared right after Christmas, on the 26th, we shared, and you go to the Torch to find this, and you can go to VFNTV.com for those who just joined us and those who just joined VFN Radio. You can go to VFNTV.com and select the Torch, and you can go to the highlight, and you can search in the right-hand corner for New Year's resolution. get up and go after God in 2013. Oh my goodness, you're going to be encouraged, because we talk about how without faith it's impossible to please God. And we, in that segment, we talk about Abraham. He's considered the father of faith, and how God spoke to him. Listen, get up and go, and I'm going to show you a place for you to go. And what did Abraham do? He just believed. He got up and he went. And he went, and he didn't let nothing or no one shake him in his faith. In 2013, you're going to need faith. You're going to need to be able to step out on God. You're going to need to be able to trust him you've never trusted him before. People are trusting in finances. They're trusting in people. They're trusting in all type of resources and all types of things. Let me tell you something. You need to trust the Lord. You need to have a high level of faith, a high level of the substance that pleases God the most. You want to go into 2013 strong. And he was fully persuaded that God was able to do that what he was said. You know, don't let others that don't have faith criticize your faith. You've got to be a keeper of your faith. You have to feed your faith. And you do that with hearing the word of God. So I want to tell you, 2013, you know, don't let your faith be shaken. Get up and go after God. Get up and go after God. I do want to share with you guys. I don't know if you heard this, but in Canada, in Winnipeg, no doubt.
Yeah.
Some pretty awesome thing happened out there on Christmas Eve. A gentleman pulls up to a drive-thru, buys a cup of coffee, okay? And then he buys a cup of coffee for the person behind him. Nice gesture.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about that, so as the person's waiting to go up and get their free cup of coffee, that person decides to buy it, gets their free cup, and buys a cup for the person behind them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it happened again.
What?
In fact, it happened 228 times.
Come on. In a row?
228 times. Yes.
In the same day? Just, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, on December 24th, on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they're doing all these kind things. I hate to be the guy who was 229 who stopped it. You know what I'm saying? I hate to be that guy.
Yeah, but, no doubt.
But can you imagine how cool that was?
We've
talked about the links of kindness and you know, doing kind acts and doing kind deeds. But my goodness. Just to see, and I heard the story was all just, you know, encouraging. Yeah. You know, they were saying, they were doing a countdown. And you know, Jesus went around doing good. We need to go around and doing good and doing nice things for others. We need to, you know, go around and let our light shine, if you will. Peter said, let your good deeds be seen among men so that God will be praised. And I want to encourage you today, make the choice. Before the end of the year, I'll do a kind deed for somebody. Don't be a weak link. Start a link of kindness. It's one man, Pat, one man, Chris, by buying a 50-cent, a 99-cent cup of coffee, whatever it was, to do something nice for someone. He started a ripple chain of 228 acts of kindness. And in fact, it's being shared today, and it's being shared all over the world.
Isn't that something?
Why not?
Wow. How cool,
you know,
is that?
So many things are happening in this world. Why not you be a starter of kind things? So I want to encourage you. You look for a kind act. Pat, you can start by going, you know, to somewhere and buying me something. I would appreciate that. you can start and
it's in the mail, brother.
Then you can buy me something, John. That's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, just keep it moving.
Well, hey, then I can get you something. How's that, Chris?
That's good. I like that, man.
Yeah. Well, we're just waiting for Pat to start the link. So if Pat starts the link, we will see what happens and what transpires.
Man, I am excited about this.
Well, listen, you know, I definitely don't want anything from the Saints. I can tell you that. That right there. And don't re-gift me any of your
beggars can't be Jesus,
Saints,
bro.
Though. Oh, okay. Well, as we come, we're going to go and share real quick on a message that we shared previously. But before we do, because we're going to talk about hear, and do. Hoodoo, what you got going on here? This is very important. This is very encouraging. But before we do that, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from Him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person. It's living and active. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly,
right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear,
right?
You know, because you know we don't all hear the same way, but God knows, you know, how to speak to us, and,
right?
And it's just awesome. It's just it's powerful. You know, it's life changing.
Yeah, when you abide with the Lord, like He talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in Him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org. You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and He's trying to break down the... give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, He made a roadmap. He made a way to Him, a bridge to Him. He loves you so much, and He wants you so much in His family. He wants to be your father that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find Him. Meet Him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him. You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And something you couldn't record it maybe. You couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things... some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is, we're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours starting at 9 a.m. Central Time all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today in the first hour is Pat and Chris. Oh, my goodness, if you're just tuning in to VFN Radio in the first hour, we were just talking about this links of kindness, cup of coffee. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, that was totally amazing. I'm still waiting for my present, bro.
Well, it's coming. I'm waiting for you to kick it off.
Okay.
So, fantastic. I'm telling you, Pat's going to kick us off, but if you're just tuning in, a gentleman out there in Winnipeg, Canada. I've been to Canada, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been to Canada. That's beautiful.
I've been through it.
Oh, have you? Oh, yeah. My goodness. Mm-hmm. I went listen, if you ever get a chance to go to Canada, yeah, first of all, it's such a clean, where I was very, very clean. Mm-hmm. But I went to see, as a family vacation when I was younger, mm-hmm. we went to see the falls. Oh, my gosh. Talk about breathtaking.
Niagara Falls?
Oh, my goodness, dude. It is absolutely amazing. If you ever, ever, ever are in the area or ever get a chance, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You are not going to be, like, disappointed.
Right.
It is just an awe-inspiring wonder. And what's kind of hilarious is you have all these people. You could put on these, like, raincoats because you're getting, like, you know, some water mist or mm-hmm. stuff on it. And I didn't wear it. When I was a kid, I wanted to get wet. But you just, I mean, you have all these people that are just standing and just looking. I mean, like, for hours, you're just looking.
Right.
And all you see is waterfall, but it's just so amazing that you mm-hmm. could just stand there for, like, ever. And just, I think, where is this water coming from? And it just does not stop. It just keeps going mm-hmm. and going. And it's just the depths. And you look how far and down and the roar and the sound and the mist is flying up. And you're just like, you're looking at people. They're looking at you. You're looking at the water. You're looking at people looking at you. And it's just, I mean, literally, it is absolutely amazing. Mm. And then they have tours on the bottom where I guess boats could come close to the falls and you're looking down. And when I look at that, you know, and I think about it now and I think see water pictures of waterfall, I just think of just God's amazing love, endless love pouring out on his people. Mm. This God's just it's never ending. It's constant flowing. It's powerful. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's not a river of love. I'm telling you, it's a colossal waterfall of love and grace and mercy that he lavishes on us. I'm telling you, Google it if you have to. YouTube it. You know what I'm saying? Right. YouTube it and look at it. Mm-hmm. But you can look and get a picture. You know, God's created us to see an imagery and to get a picture of things so we can get, you know, help us with a revelation and get a deeper insight. Mm-hmm. But you know, just think about the falls like that in Canada. It's just absolutely amazing because, again, you know, just think about, man, God, that's how much you love us. Mm-hmm. It's never ending. It never stops. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning.
Every morning.
I don't know about you guys, but I need some new mercies every morning. I need mercy every second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Every morning, afternoon, and yeah, evening.
There you go.
And every time in between.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Let the waterfall of God wash over you mm-hmm. and be basking in his love. But I mentioned that because you're talking about Winnipeg, Canada, and the gentleman in the first hour who bought a cup of coffee mm-hmm. For himself and then also bought a free cup of coffee for the person who was standing in line in the drive-thru or rolling in line right. in the drive-thru behind them. And then that person continued to do the same thing. They purchased their own cup. Mm-hmm. I mean, they received their free cup, but yet they purchased a cup of coffee for the person who was in line behind. That happened 228 times on Christmas Eve.
Amazing.
I mean, don't underestimate what one kind, simple act will do. And it just encourages me, you know, when I see that happening, that there's still kind people out there in the world. There's still people that are willing to do something very small and yet so very powerful. And so we want to encourage you. Don't be a broken link today. We want to encourage you before the end of the year, do something kind. In fact, we're actually going to find out. Hopefully when we come back, we'll be able to find out from Pat what he plans to do to start the Link of Kindness this year. So be tuned for that. I mean, we're all waiting. We're all with great anticipation. We're all because we know that it's in him. We know that. I mean, this is a challenge he wants to take. So we're waiting to see what kind of act. Hopefully, before the end of the program, we'll find out what he wants to do, is going to attempt to do as a kind deed. As a kind deed. So before we went to break, we talked about listening to this segment. So important, especially as we roll into this new year. I mean, we've been talking about new year because this is you know, the last program before we roll into this is the new year. But mm-hmm. it's here, do, who do. You can let me back up. You could be a here. You can be a doo-doo. You can be a person who hears and do. And that's what you want to be. You want to be a person that hears the word of God and does what the word of God says. And Greg does a great job of sharing this with us and breaking this down. But we just don't want to just hear God's word and be hearers in 2013. My goodness. We want to be hear-dos. We want to hear the word of God and put it into action so we can see God's word manifest on the face of the earth. That's Listen right. up.
If you have not yet, you know, made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen, now is the time. Today is the day, you know, and go to meetmyfather.org so you can begin a relationship with him. And if you have made a choice to follow God and make Jesus the Lord of your life, but you're not practicing anything the Lord has laid upon you, remember, he says, the ones who actually hear this word of mine and they don't put it into practice, it's like somebody who builds their house on the sand. I don't care how pretty and how big your, quote, house is, it's going to fall. It's going to crash with a big crash if it's not built on Jesus. If you're not practicing what he said, which not singing about it, you know, not talking about it, you know, but practicing it, you know, practicing what he said. He says, now the one who practices it, the one who practices the word of God are the one that when the storm comes, and they do come, and it comes with a big winds and all this different stuff, that your house will stand. It's not that you won't go through storms. Mm-hmm. It's that your house will stand. You'll be able to stand. You know, things, we may lose things and stuff like that, but you will stand, you know, maybe with a limp, but you'll stand because God's able to make you stand, putting it into practice and understand that a false gospel has been preached, and that's how we got to this point, that you don't have to practice. You don't have to walk in the ways of God. You can just say a prayer, and that's not true. He said, if you don't put these words into practice, you know, practice what is being preached. If you're not doing what you're saying or doing what, you know, the Lord says, he says, you're going to fall. You're going to fall with a great, great crash. And so it's important to know that you don't have to worry about anybody. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking or anything like that, because your answer alone. You just need to make a decision for yourself. You know, say, hey, you know, I am going to do what he says. I'm going to do what he says. And there's a lot of people right now, you know, I like to say that they're hear-hears and people who hear and hear again, people who do and do again. But God's looking for some hear-do, some people who hear it and do it. As a matter of fact, listen up.
How do we get back to God? How do we get back to the place that we are maybe for the first time, to a place that we need to be in God? You know, and I think about three statements. I think about hearing, I think about doing, and I think about hearing and hearing, doing, and hearing and doing. And this is why I think about that. I think about that because, you know, we're told by Jesus that if you hear these words, Matthew chapter 7, if you hear, and there's a storm happening right now. It's not like coming, it's here, and it's just escalating. And he's talking about a storm, how to survive in the storm. He says, if you hear these words of mine and you put them into practice, in other words, if you hear it and you do it, you're like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the economy fell, I added that, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had the foundation of a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, does not practice them, is a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew, the economy crashed, the government flipped, you know, all these different things.
Wow.
And it fell with a great crash. And you think about it. It's so important, you know, and the American church has gotten so used to just hearing. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear? I heard that. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, and and they said, you know what? I am so sold out for God. I'm so sold out for God, John. Listen, I'm going to go back next week. And I'm going to hear some more. And somebody says, you know, you haven't taught me because I've been here 10 years. And I hear every week. Hear, hear, they said, right? And so, but James tells us, you know, the brother of Jesus tells us in John, James chapter 1, he says, if you hear the word, if you hear the word and you don't do it, you're merely deceived. So if you're a hear, right? Think about it. Here. I mean, how many people, I mean, I've never seen such beautiful, orchestrated, elegant hearers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, look how she's hearing. Isn't that amazing? Right. I mean, she nods her head. She gives feedback, an amen every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he does so well. I mean, he's hearing really well. I mean, these are the best hearers I've ever heard. I mean, who would just show up to hear for so long? Hear, they said, right? And then you have the doers. You know, I'm thinking about Jersey. I'm just a doer. I just do. I'm a doer. I just like to do. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. I just do, right? Right? So, it's a southern version of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a doer, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I just like to do. I got your chew gum when you say that. Probably sound better from chewing gum. Anyway, so please don't. Please. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. Let's move on. And so in that, you know, Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, he talked about all of his doings. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to a minister's breakfast, you know, they don't say, what's God saying to you? They don't. I mean, it's not every one of them. I'm just talking about most of them. You know, the American concept, you know, they don't say, anyway, this is what's said. So what you doing? And you say what you're doing. And they go, well, what are you doing? I'm doing this. Oh, you're doing this? I'm doing that. What do you do? I do this. What do you do? Do. So, I mean, it's all about works. It's all about doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like do and do. Or do-do. You're like a do-do meeting, right? It's like, and the people don't even really care what you're doing. It's just politically correct to have a do-do meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? This is what I do. We're not going to invest in each other. We're not going to respond. As a matter of fact, they may even think you're like, you know, out there, and they just leave. And that's not what we're called to do. We're not called to have a do and a do meeting. We're called to say, how are you? Can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these different things we could say. And so he said, when Paul listed all of his dues, and he did it in Philippians 3, I mean, he listed all these awesome religious works. He did all these things. I mean, just wonderful things. It's just religious works. And there's so many things being done in the name of religion. I mean, just there's lots of things. And he said, you know what he said? He said, I consider it doo-doo. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the GIV version. But, you know, he said,
dung.
He said, I consider it dung. That's manure.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I consider it manure. And there's nothing worse to be in a doo-doo meeting, right?
That's right.
It's like, come on. You know, where's the power of God? Why are we asking and talking about what God's saying? You know what I'm saying? Right. Why isn't there some, it's just, it's like, we're going to go out and build a new wing on this thing. And we're going to go out and do kind works. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Do this. It's like, is anybody hearing first what God wants you to do? Well, I don't have time to hear what he wants to do, but we're very religious. Can't you see? Can't you see, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And then. So those that do and do without hearing, you know, that's what Paul considered all dung. He considered it doo-doo is what he said,
right?
You know, and that's the King James version of it. And so with that, then you have the hear-dos, those who hear what God says, the word of God, and then they just do it. Hear-dos.
Mm-hmm.
They hear what God says, and they put it into practice. Jesus said, if you do this, you're a wise man that builds your house on a rock, and when the storm comes, you stand. James says, you're blessed in all you do when you're a hear-do. Hear-hear ain't going to get it. Do-do ain't going to get it. But hear-do gets it. This is my question for you. Are you a hear-hear? Are you a do-do? Or are you a hear-do? If you find yourself in the first two categories, you can make a decision today that I'm going to be a doer of the word of God. I am going to break loose from the hear-hears and the do-dos. And I'm gonna go, I'm just gonna do what it says. Mm. I'm just gonna read it, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say this is what he says marriage should be, and I'm gonna do it. He says this is how finance should be, and I'm gonna do it. You know, in view of his mercies and his grace, and he's full of grace and mercy. You know, so we do this, and understanding that I'm no longer gonna be a here. Mm. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm just built and designed that I can only hear for so long. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when are we going to do something with this?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like having this big, huge pep rally, and everybody's dressing up for it, and pom-poms, and new sound systems, and new hairdos, and new buildings, and new all this kind of stuff. And at some point, it's like, aren't we going to get on the field? 95% of the church self-professing Christians never get on the field and win one person to Jesus who died for them.
Yeah. It's not a go ye, it has become a come ye. And it's not a go ye church, it's become a come ye church. Come here.
Yeah,
come in the building.
Yes.
You know, but don't go.
That's exactly it. And we're called to be a go ye. We don't pray about, you know, oh, I'm just wondering, you know, I'm wondering, God, you know, it's me again. And thank you for my stuff and things. And I just want to ask this question. I'm just kind of pondering. Should I leave the lap of luxury? Should I cut back on my overtime? Should I sell my boat so I could go tell somebody about you? Mm. And then I hear some other voice that says, why would you want that? I mean, you got all this stuff going on. Just give some money to the 5% who will do it.
Right. Mm. Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. Listen. If you are struggling with beginning, moving from a here or from a do-do to a here-do, and you want to get active right now, I'm going to encourage you. Go to vfnfamily.org. Maybe that's where you can begin to hear and you can do. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or there's others across the world that are hearing and they're doing. George Bonner says people are leaving the hear-hears and the do-dos. I mean, he didn't say it that way. People are leaving tradition so they can keep their relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so understanding that you can begin to get active. And if you're struggling with, you know, trying to get them to God, lead them to God, lead them to VFN Radio, lead them to VFN TV. It's a totally available for the world. The world's listening. Lead them to us, and we will partner with you to lead them to Christ, and we together can obey the Great Commission. The question is, are you a here, a do-do, or a here-do?
And you think about it. It's also, there is, you know, hoodoo. There's hoodoo as well. Not only is there here, not only is there do, you know, and ultimately God's looking for here-dos, but there's one more. There's hoodoo. You think about it. I mean, a lot of people think they are what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why they ask you, what do you do? And if you do something that actually gets more money, has more of a crowd or something like that because of the hoodoos, they think, oh my goodness, you're a bigger hoodoo than me. You know, but Jesus said this. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said this in Matthew, I think it's chapter 7, verse 21. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does, so not just the did part, does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So it's not just doing. I mean, we've talked to people who are, they're doers, man. They really are doers. And they look around, they tell everybody, hey, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. But we talk to say, hey, what's God saying to you? I don't have a lot of time to that. And you know, we know people that, you know, that's being asked to speak over a large group of believers, and they're telling us that I haven't heard from the Lord in 2 years. It's like, don't speak over the people. Oh my goodness! And why is anybody choosing you to do that anyway? It's because you got here, you got do, and you got now you got hoodoo. You know, and hoodoo is somebody who thinks that what they're doing is who they are. And that's why people don't mind telling you about what they do. That's what those do and do meetings is. But the hoodoo is, it's always been wrestled with in the church from the beginning of times, that people started, you know, saying, I got this gift, and so-and-so's got this gift, and I've been baptized by this person. You know, he's like, and he says, it goes on to say in verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not? So they're thinking, because they had a gift and because they used the gift, that's who they were. And they showed up and said, look, did you see how I sang for you, Jesus? I sang and everybody just applauded me for singing. that song. Did you see that?
Right.
He said, many people are going to come to me that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Which means they prophesied. Mm-hmm. They means they accurately prophesied. I mean, I know people that are in the grave right now and died a sinner and died away from God, even though they prophesied mm-hmm. accurately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
don't we?
That's true.
And did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, did we not drive out demons? Which means that somebody can have what they call a deliverance ministry. And demons could be flying out because it's the power, it's in the name of Jesus is what's happening. That's what's going on. God's God despite what's going on. Mm-hmm. And in your name, didn't we perform many miracles, which means legs not there and legs come back. You know, somebody's dead, now they're alive. All these miracles begin to happen. Then Jesus said, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? They were caught up in hoodoo. They really thought because they used a gift, and it was a gift is this, it's just given to you. Mm. It's just given to you, right?
Yeah.
It's just given to you.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're not what was been given to you. It's like somebody giving you a car. You go, look, I'm a car. It's like, no, you're driving a car that somebody gave to you.
All right.
You know, now use it for the one that gave it to you.
Yeah.
And, or you look at the letters written to the churches in Revelation, that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, using your gift is a fruit. It's fruit. Jesus said, you'll know them by the fruit. He says up right above that in the same Matthew chapter 7, he says in verse 15, he says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are furious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit and every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them or recognize them by their fruit. John 15, see, Jesus says, if you don't abide in me, then you're not going to bear fruit and your branch is going to be thrown into the fire. That's what he says.
All right.
And so a lot of people would say, hey, my fruit is my gift. That's hoodoo. No, it's your intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know his voice. And he knows you. He knows you. You're spending time together. And fruit are people. Who are you loving? Whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I needed clothes, you all the different things that he does. And he says, I'm not unjust. I won't forget the love you have shown me as you help my people and continue to help them. If you say that you love me who you can't see and you don't love your brother, this part of saying that you're mine is a lie.
That's right.
It's how we treat other people. So it's not what we do who we are. It's the fact is, do we do what the Father told us to do? Did we obey the Father's will? And he said, Lord, Lord, many people come to him that last day. And he says, listen, you didn't do my Father's will. And you can only know his will when you hang out with him. You're going to have to spend some time where you're going to need to abide with him. So you have, again, you have hear-hears. People who hear and hear again.
Mm-hmm.
I think America's got the most beautiful hearers,
mm-hmm.
and they have large facilities to hear and hear again.
Yeah,
but at some point you got to do something.
Yeah, right.
And then you have the do's and the do's. You know, all those different do meetings that they're just talking about the do, but nobody really cares about it. They're just trying to make sure their pile of do's bigger than your pile of do, right?
Oh my goodness.
And they feel like they're accomplishing more because they have a bigger pile of do, right?
Yeah.
D-O.
Yeah.
Right. Doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then you have the hoodoos that, you know, they're caught up in, and they feel like they are who they are because of what they do. And so many people go down. I think about, you know, Kirk Franklin. You know, Kirk Franklin, you know, he's a singer. His gift's singing, but he was dying. He was performing what he does, and everybody thought he was what he does. At the same time, he's dying behind the scenes. And it took somebody to see the man behind what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew this man wasn't what he does. That's not who he is. And reached out and began to minister to him, and he got totally healed, and now his gift is used in the right area. Because everybody that has a gift and understands this, they know people are receiving them based off what they do, but inside they're crying out to be recognized for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make that decision. You cannot let people, like people fell at Paul's feet to worship him, and people thought, you got to say, get off that ground. Don't be, you know, worshiping this gift, because this is supposed to draw you to God, not to me. And so I just want to encourage you today, you know, and of course, then you have hear-dos, people who hear the word of God and do what it says, and they're blessed. When they do this, they're blessed in all they do. They, you know, you want to be blessed in all that you do? That is what you do, to be a hearer of the word and do what it says. Abide with God, hear what he says, and do what he says. You can find out more how to do that at iabide.org. We'll be right back.
Wow. At BFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcasts.
You know, when I start thinking about Promise Keepers and the days that Coach McCartney heard from the Lord under the unction of God, he's riding with one of his friends, they're riding down the road, and they just said, you know, we got to get some men together. And it started with two of them saying, yeah, we got to do it. And the next year it started with 40, and the next year it started with a few more. And next thing you know, men were meeting all over the nation, meeting in small groups of men who were had a focused theme of doing what's right before God. And with that, eventually, these men came together and filled stadiums all around the nation. It was just a powerful thing. I can't explain it. Unless you were there, I just can't explain how powerful it was. There's something so powerful about men going after God, people going after God like that. But you know what? You know, when we came out of the stadiums, it just seemed like things began to die out. The very things that happened in the stadiums, it just started going away. And we began to seek the Lord, and we were wondering, we don't want this to stop. What, the people that we saw alive in the stadiums were now going back into lethargicness and spiritual bondage again. What's going on? You know, what's the next step? And that's exactly what the Lord had led me to do. It's called today, Next Step Outback, where it's taken fathers and sons in the wilderness, fatherless sons and mentors, to be able to repent before God for not turning our hearts to our sons and our son's heart not to the father. And it was just a powerful time that God came down for almost 10 years. And where he met us in the wilderness, we went out to meet him, and it was just a powerful thing. But again, when we left the wilderness, the power of God experience, all the things that happened there, the same thing happened. Men went back into the traditional expression of what's going on. They fell back asleep again. They walked around like zombies when you'd see them in the stores and the different places. And it's like, you were alive. What happened to you? And they say right now today that over 20% of Christian women and 50% of Christian men are bound by an addiction to pornography. Listen, this is not working. We have to do something different. It makes me think about Billy Graham. We think about Billy Graham. You know, he had stadiums filled, you know, one stadium at a time, filled with people to come and to preach the gospel to them. And it would take about 9 months to be able to do the hard work, the groundwork, to be able to fill that stadium. And he'd preach the gospel really once or that one weekend, and it would change lives. It's time for us. Think about it. It's time for us to begin to do the groundwork. And what VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, think of it like this. It's a virtual audience where Billy Graham, an awesome man of God, preached the gospel like he did, and it just transformed a nation. We got to begin to do that now, but we can fill a virtual stadium. The audience of VFN TV and the daily radio program, where not just once, not just one weekend, but every single day, whether it's on an iPhone or an Android or a computer or a smart TV, whether it's on a Facebook or some social media, it's just everywhere. It's going out preaching the gospel every single day for those who sit down, because once you sit down once in the virtual audience, you're actually get a chance to hear every single day the hope and the light of the gospel. And with that, what we found out that by sharing this with others in the almost a 1/6 of the world's population now is in social media, like a billion people, that spending $1 in the context of getting it out to them, that at least $1 brings in approximately, this is what we're finding out, these numbers now, that one person comes and sits down in our virtual audience. But they don't just sit down for a day or a weekend. They sit down continually for the entire year. And every single day, we get to let them know about the hope, the light of the gospel. Preach hope to them. Yes, for $1. Think about it. You can help fill this virtual stadium. When we fill this virtual stadium, I believe we're going to fill stadiums around the nation. I've seen the stadiums. The founder of God TV, she prophesied these stadiums will be filled. Listen, but it will start with us doing the groundwork like Reverend Billy Graham did. You can participate. Think about it. For $1, you can potentially have one person sit down in this virtual state and begin to hear the gospel and transform their life. For $10 a month, you could sit 10, potentially 10 new people in this stadium every single month. $100 a month, 100 new people every single month. At the end of the month, you would, end of the year, you would have sat over 1,200 people in the virtual stadium. Totally awesome. It's time. It's our season. Let's do it. Let's do the groundwork now in the virtual stadium so we can fill the stadiums tomorrow. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on help fill the virtual stadiums. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Help fill the virtual stadiums now.
Welcome back to VFN Radio, and thank you for joining us in the first hour as we come to a close. Joining with me today is Pat and Chris. And you were just listening to a powerful, powerful segment called, you know, Hear, Hear, Do, Do, Who, Do, and then Hear, Do. Which one are you? And the whole thing about it is that, you know, we just don't want to be hearers of God's word. We just don't want to be believers that hear God's word and keep hearing it and keep hearing it and keep hearing it. There's one more message. We want to do something with what we hear.
Absolutely.
Faith without works is dead, and we want to be able to be ones that move forward. But we also don't want to be ones that just do. Mm-hmm. Those are those that are constantly doing, but not even interested in hearing what God has to say. And you definitely don't want to be a hoodoo, that what you determines who you are. Mm-hmm. Listen, what you do is doesn't give you value. It's who you are in Christ. We want to be the last person. We want to hear what God's word says. We want to abide with the Lord daily. We want to spend time with him, journal what he tells us, right? Mm-hmm. And then we want to activate it in our life. We want to do it. That's listen, right. If you want a simple plan on how to abide, you can go to iabide.org.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.